So right now, I'd like to just take a brief moment to take us through a prayer before we begin this destiny activation meditation that we're going to take you through. So just get relaxed and receptive and open. And as we prepare, we ask that the light of divine love clear any disharmony within our energy field. We let go of the burdens of old beliefs so that we may stand tall and move freely through the gateways of unity consciousness. Within the spaciousness of this cleared energy field, we ask that it be filled with the power of divine love, peace, and harmony. We ask to receive and radiate the strength and courage to embody this divine light and ground the presence of love, peace, and healing into the earth and to assist its evolution as well as our own evolution. We ask to receive that which we most require to become who we were born to be. And so be this. And so now I just invite all of you to get even more relaxed and more centered. Take a couple deep breaths and call all of yourself into this moment as we begin this activation. So begin by placing your feet on the ground and finding a restful position, closing your eyes if it feels right, and allowing your body to go completely relaxed. That's it. Just let go. Okay, so continue just to be present, releasing, letting go, letting your breath breathe you. Notice there are sounds around you and just let them be. Notice the air that you're breathing, letting go even more. And I invite you to breathe in for 3 counts and hold and release. And let's do that one more time. Breathe in for 3 counts. Hold and release, calling more of yourself into this sacred moment. The Trinity of Master Numbers, it's opening a gateway that leads to more grace, power, and purpose. And just relax into that. Know that the time has come for peace and unity. And now breathe very deeply into your heart. Let it open to receive all this divine energy available to you now. My intention is that you will receive the activation that will quantum leap you down your true path in life. And as you become present to your breathing, feel the edges of your body. See that your breath actually breathes you, that there is something more to you than just flesh and bone. As any interfering thoughts come in, simply release them and just inhale and exhale. Peace. Feel the relief of knowing that you no longer need to figure everything out, that in fact you have a wellspring of wisdom right within you, and that you are protected and guided every step of the way. We are now going to activate your personal Merkaba using sacred geometry. Imagine 2 pyramids intersecting together. One is pointing up, one pointing down. See one pyramid pointing down to the earth, the color of electric blue. Feel the masculine energy that penetrates and directs energy pulsing through you. Thank Father Sky for his guidance and strength. Place this blue pyramid on your body so that the point is pointing downward. Step into it, having the point going down. See the second pyramid pointing upwards towards the heavens, a bright fuchsia pink. Feel the feminine energy that nurtures and receives energy pulsing through you. Thank Mother Earth for her bounty and her wisdom. Place this pink pyramid on your body so that the point is pointing upward. Step into this pyramid that's pointing upwards. And see and feel the intersection point where both triangles meet at the center of your own body, in your heart chakra. Notice there's divine white space there. Feel the current of divine love flow through your cells and allow this high vibration to easily identify and transform anything that is not love inside of you into love. Where there is darkness or doubt, let the light simply illuminate and fill the space with love. Feel the effects of the Merkaba energy. Imagine that each pyramid is rotating in the opposite direction of the other, creating a vortex of bliss, power, and love. Maybe you feel a tingling sensation, a lightening of your body, or an expansive quality. Let the Merkaba energy cleanse and move out old belief systems that are in the way of having what you want. And don't worry, you just trust that they are being removed and carried away. Just rest in the release and the renewal and the spaciousness. And as the Merkaba surrounds you and surrounds your body, you're enveloped in this amazing energy, feel that integration of Father Sky and Mother Earth dancing together in sacred union. Dancing. Stay in that union for a moment and remember the deliciousness of being whole and united and harmonious. Allow yourself to move more into the energies of your sacred self, your soul. I arrive in this warm and inviting place. Call forth your I Am presence. Say to yourself or out loud, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. And now claim the following. And you may want to say this out loud. Everyone's muted, so we can't hear you. I claim courage. I claim clarity. I claim compassion. I claim power. As you call these energies in, feel yourself naturally aligning, feeling deeply the essence and presence of who you are. A beautiful soul having a wonderful experience called life. And open to compassion. Feel compassion in and all around you. Feel it within yourself and for yourself, first and foremost. And now send that compassion out to each of us that are standing in the sacred circle that goes around and connects the entire earth. Let that compassion unify and strengthen each soul here who is listening now or later. And now let your I Am presence share a special message with you, perhaps about what you're meant to do in this life. Ask yourself a couple questions. What would I do if I were brave enough? And hear that answer. What are my special gifts and talents? And perhaps most importantly, what is my next best step? What do I do next? Now ground this full I Am and personality presence that are now unified within you. Anchor it into the earth by sending a grounding cord deep into the core of the earth. Feel that connection. Know that you are here for a reason, a special purpose of which only you can fulfill. Feel that joy and peace of knowing and remembering this truth. This is the truth of who you are and is the alignment of gracefully fulfilling your divine destiny, the one you came here to fulfill. Ask your sacred self to activate your light body and feel your heart open wide to receive more miracles, more magic, more fulfillment, more ease, more joy. Expand, open, receive, allow. Know that it's safe to be the bright light that you were born to be. Put your hand over your heart and feel that connection. Silently ask for the healing that you most need right now to happen with ease and grace. Ask to know what you need to know to fulfill your true purpose, to be who you were born to be and do what you were born to do. Ask to know, ask to be shown, ask for that next step. And now rise above your body and look down upon yourself. Perhaps you're laying there or relaxing against a chair. And enjoy this perspective. See yourself as the divine sees you. See yourself being that beautiful, brilliant, talented, valuable, and wholly deserving of every good thing that life has to offer. It's all yours for the creating and the enjoying. See and notice what is right about you. See what you love about yourself. See what others love about you. See yourself making a difference in the world shining your light into those dark places that are ready for illumination. See yourself having the power to do just that. See yourself standing for something important. See yourself speaking your truth about that. See that you found your voice and your path, and you're boldly following it. See that your presence is such a blessing. See that you are so sacred, so unique, and so very essential to this important time of human history. You came here to help shift the consciousness, to contribute your gifts, to be who you were born to be. And that in itself is a blessing. So breathe in that you are a blessing. Take that in and let it really radiate through all of your cells right now. Receive it. Know it. Feel it. And now we're going to take some vows. I'm going to set some new vows. So vow to shine your bright light to the world. Vow to be a source of inspiration and upliftment to others. Vow to enjoy your life and what you do, to love what you do, to love your life. Vow to live with passion and purpose. Vow to enjoy your journey and embrace the mystery. Vow to be in the moment and pay attention to all that's unfolding for you. Look for the good. Look for what's right. Look for what's right within you. Really notice that. And finally, promise yourself to be happy. Smile as you allow the awareness that you can be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Know that this is your time to shine, and know that this is your time to succeed on purpose, to do what you were born to do, and to do it with ease and grace. So now I'm going to have you step out of the Merkaba energy field and just start to feel your back against the chair or your feet on the ground. As you come back into the present moment, you're feeling more all-knowing. You're feeling more powerful. You're feeling like rewired and activated and turned on. And ready for the day, and ready for life, and ready for your destiny. Like, you're ready. You've got what you need. It's all within you. And you know that now. And you're owning it. You're owning what your truth is. That you already have what you need. And I'm going to ask you to just choose a word or phrase that can help you remember this energy that you're in right now. And bring it to your mind. Maybe write it down. What is that word or phrase that's going to bring you back into this state of knowing? So begin to bring more awareness back into your body. Begin to wiggle your toes and maybe sway a little bit. Shrug your shoulders. You might want to say an audible, ah, if you want to. Start to really come back. And as you're coming back, just affirm the following with me. I absolutely know and experience my greatest destiny, and that light energy from heaven guides my path every step of the way. I'll say it one more time. I absolutely know and experience my greatest destiny, and that light energy from heaven guides my path every step of the way. So that is your affirmation going forward today. I want to remind you all to shine your light, because the world really does need your light, and that this activation that you just experienced is going to sit with you for a couple of days as the energy moves through. I invite you to go out in nature or take a nice bath to further integrate the energy that you just received. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for being. And if there's anything that I can do to help facilitate your journey, just know that I'm here.